Okay. Welcome back from the... Okay. So over our break, we had a simcha in the shir that our Talmud Rav Eli Luri became a chassan. Simcha umazota shmela Rechal Yisrael Simcha umazota shmela Rechal Yisrael Simcha umazota Simcha umazota Eilanu Rechal Yisrael Simcha umazota Simcha Lechal Yisrael, Siminta, Umazota, Eilon. Lechal Yisrael, Siminta, Umazota, Eilon. Lechal Yisrael, Siminta, Umazota. Simitav Mazatav Yehelanu O Lechol Yisrael Simitav O Mazatav Simitav Mazatav Yehelanu O Lechol Yisrael Simitav O Mazatav Yehelanu Yisrael, Simitav, Umazal Tav, Simitav, Umazal Tav, Yehilanu, Lechol Yisrael, Simitav, Simitav, Mazal Tov, Yehilanu, O Lechol Yisrael. Mazal Tov. Okay, today we're starting a new packet from Baltosif, really Baltigra, but and the question, the overarching question that we're going to deal with is there Baltigra if a person wears tzitzis and he only wears the white strings as opposed to the tchelis as well? That's what most of us do, right? That we only wear the white strings. Some believe that maybe they have tchelis, some believe maybe we don't have tchelis. But so is that Baltigra? Say, let me ask you a question. What if a person would have the ability to put on? They would say for sure we knew what the real tchelis is, and everyone would know, and there would be no question. So, and a person doesn't get the tchelis. He just wants to wear white. So, I mean, he doesn't want a tchelis. So, is that called Baltigra? Is that the same as doing three minim in the? In the Lulav and three Parshias or not?
Why would that be considered Baltigra?
It's all strings. In other words, say you're having eight strings and they're all white.
Yeah. And then you minus one is blue.
Well, you didn't put in the blue. Say you have the ability to have blue. So say we know for sure. Eliyahu Novi came, told us what the tchelis is. We have tchelis vaday. Everyone agrees. And now, you decide you only want to wear white. Is that a violation of Baltigra? Well, no. What would you say to that?
I mean, if the Torah says to color tchelis,
Is that called Baltigra? Or do we say, is it, like we discussed, what if I don't do a mitzvah? Say I don't eat matzah at the Seder. Is that called Baltigra? Or is that called I just didn't do it? So we saw the Marshag, we saw, said it depends why. If you're just lazy to do it, so then that's just a bittul mitzvah. If you say you're not doing it because you're making up a new shita, that there's no... in other words, is that considered just that you're mevatel the mitzvah of tchelis, or is that baltigra? Okay, so let's learn a little bit about the relationship between tchelis and lavan, and then we'll make our way towards understanding this idea. So says the Mishnah: Hatchelis einu ma'akevis es halavan, v'halavan einu ma'akevis hatchelis. In other words, if you have lavan strings and you didn't put on the tchelis strings, you still yotze the mitzvah. It's not the same as if I took, instead of taking dal minim, I don't take the lulav. I take everything else but the lulav. It's ma'akev. But here we're saying that even though you're really supposed to put tchelis string and lavan string, that you still yotze with lavan. Then the Mishnah continues: Tfila shel yad einam akeves es shel rosh, the shel rosh einam akeves es shel yad. In other words, you can put on tefillin shel yad even without the shel rosh. Like, say somebody had surgery, so they can't, their arm is in a cast or something like that, so they can't put on the tefillin on the hand, but they can still put on tefillin shel rosh. So the two things are not contingent one upon the other. You can put on the tefillin shel yad without the shel rosh, and the shel rosh shel yad. The same thing by the tchelis and the lovin. You can put the lavan on without the tchelis, you can put the tchelis on without the lavan. Let's see Rashi. The avagav the mitzvah lo says tchelis beis chutim mitzitzis. Right, so Rashi shita is the what? That how many chutim are tchelis? What's Rashi shita? Well, two. So then how many is two? Four. There's a mitzvah to do two tchelis, that'll become four, and two lovin, which will become four. Fresh will come on. A few haki inza ma'akiv is that. The arvid arba'osin tchelis, arba'osin lovin yotza. But if you would do the whole thing, all four strings would be lavan, like most of us do, or all four strings would be tchelis, is still yotze. The ideal is to do both. To have four of lavan, you know, two strings of lavan, which is four, and two strings of tchelis, which is four, because it flaps over, right? So let's see the Gemara now. Leib mas nisim de lo kerebi. Let's say the Mishnah is not like Rebbe. D'tanya, risim oso melamed shemakvim zezeh, divrei Rebbe. So Rebbe says that the tchelis and the lavan are ma'akev zezeh. That if you don't put on the lavan and the tchelis, you get nothing. The chachamim omrim ein ma'akev. My time with the Rebbe, the Chsiv HaKanof Min Kanof, Uksiv Psil Tchelis. So,
Torah says hakanav min knaf. That's the lovin.
Rashi min knaf the hainu lovin. The rov talisos al piston heim lulavanos. See, most talises are from linen, and most linen is white, right? So it says min knaf hakanav. Is min knaf uchsiv psil tcheles. So it says you have to have the same, you have to have min knaf, the same thing as the beged itself. The tzitzis is the same as the beged. So if the beged is white, so the tzitzis is white. Uchsiv psil tcheles, and you have to have the tcheles. So it's mashma. You need both the loven and the tcheles. From Rachman, Risim also. At the Ika Travayu Bechad. Risim also, you'll look at it, meaning both the Lovan and the Tcheles. Rabban, Risim also, Kochad the Chudim Mashma. So it doesn't mean you need both. Risim also means either you can Risim either the white or the blue. So you can either have all white strings or all blue strings. But you don't necessarily have to have white and blue. You can still do the mitzvah with either all white or all blue. So that's the shita of the... So we paskin l'chore wat ha-tcheles einim al-keves as alovin. And that's why we, most of us, just have white strings. In other words, we don't say, you know, what are you wasting your time for? Like, again, if you wouldn't have all the dalaminim, it's wasting your time, even though... The concept of a zecher, but basically it's, you don't get the mitzvah. But here you get the mitzvah. You get the mitzvah tzitzis, even with white strings. You get the mitzvah. Or like we do. Or all blue strings, you get the mitzvah. But Rabbi disagrees. Rabbi says that you have to have both white and blue. And if you don't have both white and blue, you give them a pack. Oh. If you don't have both white and blue, there's nothing. If you don't have both white and blue, you didn't do the mitzvah. And we paskin l'chor like the Tanakam, that tcheles einam akeves is halacha, right? Except there is. Now let me ask you a question. Is it two mitzvahs or one mitzvah? Tcheles and Lovin. Is it considered two separate mitzvahs or it's one mitzvah? And how about Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh? Is that two separate mitzvahs or is that one mitzvah? So look in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, La Rambam. Take a look on page 3. We said, the Gemara says in Makkos there's 613 mitzvahs. And it doesn't tell us what the 613 mitzvahs are. So the Rishonim went out of their way to try to find what the 613 mitzvahs are. See, I would have thought, you know, Lamayin Av Kamina, what's the big deal? Why you spend? It's amazing how the Rishonim spent so much time to try to list out the 613. I just said, okay, 613. Okay, no. I wouldn't have gotten so, worked up about this. I would have just left it. Yeah, so who? But does it really make a difference? Like, okay, whatever mitzvahs we know, we'll do. Why is it so important, the number? So they took it very seriously, and they, and the Rambam and the Sefer Achinuch and all these, they went and we try to find it out. And the problem with the Rambam is that the Rambam doesn't give you, there's no order to the Rambam. Like the Sefer Achinuch, you want to find the mitzvah, and you know the mitzvah is in Parshas Veschanan, So just go to that section. You got your mitzvah. For the Rambam, it doesn't seem that there's any order. We don't know what the order is. So then, so that's why I always say, if you as soon as you see a mitzvah, say for mitzvah, so memorize the number. So this way you'll know where to find it, or else you'll have trouble. You have to look under the whole list to find it. So look what the Rambam writes on page 3, Mitzvah Yudalad. He should tivaru lasas tzitzis. V'omru yisala v'asu lam tzitzis. V'nosnu al tzitzis hakanof. V'eina nimneis b'shtei mitzvahs. Because it's not two mitzvahs. It's only counted. Tzitzis is only one of the Tayag mitzvahs. You don't say there's the mitzvah of Lavan and the mitzvah of Tchelis. It's one mitzvah of Tzitzis. Avo pisha ikar eslenu tachelis einu makyavis et Lavan. But Lavan einu makyavis et Tchelis. Even though we hold that you can do one without the other. So maybe that shows that they're two separate mitzvahs. Kari nemer mesif yachol shein shtei mitzvahs, mitzvahs tchelis and mitzvahs Lavan, Talmud Lomar, v'yolachem letzitzis. Mitzvah achasi. V'eina shtei mitzvahs. So it's interesting that tzitzis is considered one mitzvah. Even though they're not ma'akev. So even though it's one mitzvah tzitzis, you can do the mitzvah tzitzis. Ideally, do it with white and blue. That's ideally. If not, just do it with white or just do it with blue. But it's one mitzvah. It's not like you get two mitzvahs. Okay, so that's the now. But look at tefillin, the mitzvah yud gimel. Look what he says by tefillin. First, look at mitzvah yud beis. He should tivano anich tefillin shal rosh. That's yud beis. Then mitzvah yud gimel anich tefillin shal yad. So tefillin shal yad and tefillin shal rosh are considered two separate mitzvahs. It's not one mitzvah. It's two separate mitzvahs. Mitzvah Yud Beis. So it's interesting that both, even though in the Mishnah they put together tefillin and tzitzis, that in other words, if you can't put on the shal rosh and you can put on the shal yad, you put on the shal yad, and you can't put on the shal rosh, you put on shal. So you can do one without the other, and tzitzis also you can do one without the other, but by tzitzis is one mitzvah, by tefillin is two separate mitzvahs. Whereas you're doing the full mitzvah of shal yad, even just putting on the shal yad. But by tzitzis is one mitzvah. And again, this one mitzvah is ideally performed by having blue string and white strings, ideally. And if not, you could do just white or just blue. But it's one mitzvah. By tzitzis shal yad and tzitzis rosh, two separate mitzvahs. Two separate mitzvahs. So the pshat is, ideally, you're supposed to perform both mitzvahs, obviously. That goes without saying, because it's two separate mitzvahs. So, of course, you're going to do both. It's like, no one's going to say, well, I said Kriya Shema today, so I don't need to do mezuzah today. No, those are two separate mitzvahs. You do both. So you have to do shal yad and shal rosh. You have to do both. What? Yeah, I mean, the Sfardim, right? A lot of, right. Now,
But look in, and look in Tosfos on page 2, on Lamed Ches, Lamed Beis, the second arrow. He says, "Mi unira l'may devin and belova nami dal chutin im kein chad mitzvininu." It's one mitzvah. Now, we normally assume, Rabosai, that one mitzvah, so therefore what? But it has two components to it, but it's one mitzvah, and you could do one without the other. We paskin not like Rebbe. Rebbe says, if you don't have the blue strings, you're just wearing the white strings, then might as well not do anything. Because Rebbe holds their ma'akiv zetzah. Most Rishonim paskin not like Rebbe. They paskin like the Mishnah, that says the Tanakhama, that they're not ma'akiv. But look at the Baal HaMor. There's a famous Baal HaMor here on page 4. He says, "Vavi yodeya shedateinu nota shatcheles makeves es aloven, v'aloven es hatcheles." Wow. The Baal HaMor Shita is, what's the Baal HaMor Shita? That if you don't have tchelis, you might as well not put on tzitzis. Because it's ma'akif. So if you just put on lovan and not tchelis, you're not yotzi. That's Rebbe Shita. That's the Shita of Rebbe. Right? The Tani Risim Osom Lamet Shemakim and Zezeh. Divrei Rebbe. Chachamim is one shita, even though they call him Chachamim. It's only one person. So the general rule is, if Rebbe argues with one person, they pass him like Rebbe. Mechaveiro, halacha k'rebi mechaveiro, but ain halacha k'rebi mechaveirov. So you would have think it's chachamim. So it's at least two people. No, it's yichidah. Now, there are a couple of famous psakim that come about because of this Baal HaMor. You know the Bris Kashita in Tzitzis? You know the Bris Kashita? Shabbos. You don't wear Tzitzis on Shabbos. In the street. You can't wear tzitzis in the street on Shabbos. So that's why when they go out, they don't wear the talis cotton on Shabbos. Why? Because the choshish for the sheet of the Baal HaMor, that is ma'akev, it means it's a ma'akev. So during the week, so we don't really postulate the Baal HaMor, right? So even though they're not putting on necessarily this new tchelis, so they'll put on the lovan. So most shittas hold that it's not ma'akev. The tchelis is not ma'akev, it's a lovan. Right? Most shittas hold it's not ma'akev. So therefore you could put tchelis over there. And it's the Baal HaMor's right that you wore dala kanfos and you weren't yotzi the mitzvah, according to the Baal HaMor. Right? Your own smacking. Okay, that's not the greatest thing to do.
But on Shabbos, if you do it, if on Shabbos you do it and you walk in the street,
you violate Hotsa. What do you think of that? You violate Hotsa, because that means, Rabbanosai, that what you do, you walk tzitzis that are not really tzitzis, because the chaylus is makir is halachic. So what are they? They're just strings. You're carrying strings on Shabbos. You're a string carrier.
Isn't it a garment?
No. No. The strings? The strings are a garment?
They're part of the garment. It's a
single design. They're jewelry?
No. They're not jewelry.
They're part of the design.
No. No.
I think you have to go on and be a Native American. They have like really long tassels.
Yeah. But it's not so, I don't know. Is it so much of a design? You can argue the point, but I can argue back. But, so therefore, it's what? It's not. It's also. So according to the Baal, that's what that twister is. They don't wear tzitzis on Shabbos in the street. Because if they're going to wear tzitzis on Shabbos in the street, and they don't have tchelas, and the yechoshish for the sheet of the Baal Amor, then you're carrying a Shabbos. So they should never wear tzitzis. If the choshes is like, yeah, but it was bigger than it's not. So there was, because if you do, there was really, if you're a real Balamor person, Balamor would say, in other words, if the Balamor would subscribe to this new scales they have today, then fine. But if you won't, then you know what the Balamor would tell you? Don't wear a garment with four corners for this man as that. Because then you're going to be avatel the mitzvah. Why put yourself into that situation? Especially Bizman Azeh, that our clothing, our wardrobes today don't have that. We only wear dalit kamfos because Moshe Feinstein said it's a minimum to. So that's why, you know, all the rebbeim in you know, the elementary schools, you know, they check the kids have tzitzis. So why are they doing that? What's wrong if the kid comes in one day without tzitzis? If he's not wearing tzitzis, so then he wasn't chayiv. So why do you have a timer? If he doesn't put on tefillin, I understand. There's a chovah to put on tefillin. But if he didn't put on tzitzis, what are you bothering him? So Moshe Feinstein says, I have in my sefer, I have a whole piece of this in my sefer in Minhagim. You're mevatel the minhag of, there's a minhag Yisrael today to wear. Yeah, so that then you can question the I don't think the rebbeim will do it and really know why they're doing it, but I mean, it became a thing that represents, you know, a precus all sort of. If a kid is not wearing the tzitzis, it shows that he's like, because the word is, Rav Moshe says it's a minute, so it became part of the an observant Jew's levush. Game of observing Jews Lavush. So someone who's not doing it, so it looks like he doesn't want to be part of that. But technically, halachically speaking, there's no chovah to wear tzitzis if you're not wearing your belt with Dom Kamos. So the Baal Amor would say, if you don't want to wear it, the Baal Amor would say, don't wear it. Don't wear the whole beged. Because once you're wearing a belt of Dal Kavli, you chayav tzitzis, and now you're not going to be able to fulfill it. So you're onus. Yeah, but you shouldn't put yourself into a situation of onus like a chila. So the Baal Amor would say not to do it. So we don't really paskin like the Baal Amor. We paskin it's ain't a makir. But for the chumra of Hotzah and Shabbos, that's a chumra de gazach, so then. That's a chomer de gazach. So then they say, don't wear the tzitzis.
Right.
No, because the briskers say, what are you bothering me with the minute for? But I might violate a Nisa Skila.
If they really believe that, then they shouldn't wear it at all.
According to the Baal HaMor, yeah, but the Chosh is for the Nisa Skila. In other words, if you're wearing a bag and you don't have the Alkan, it's a bit of essay. A bit of essay. A bit of essay, we're not killing you for the bit of essay. The Skila, we're killing you. So you can see the difference.
And not doing the negative soul is a bit philosophy.
Okay, so you have to read my Sefer. I wrote all Sefer, Tokif HaMinik Bahalach. You have to read. It's a bit of essay. I mean, what is it? Is it an isser essay?
I thought it was an isser to wear.
But it's not a lot. It's definitely not a lot. A bit of essay is also a wrong thing. But it's not a lot. You don't get malchus. You put on a garment without kamphos, without tzitzis, you don't get malchus. You didn't do the mitzvah. Okay. What do we say? What do you get for that? What do you get for that? Did Rav Shachar point it out? What do you get for that? Okay, Hanum Shal Shalom. Throw some snowballs. We discussed the two types of Gehenims, right? We discussed. What? No, you had him show shalom, you get him show aish. It's in the Sfarim, you train. Shmuel talks about it. Shaka mentioned the two types of Gehenims. Now, there's another thing. Some people don't wear wool tzitzis, dafka cotton tzitzis. We all normally assume it's better to wear wool tzitzis. Why? Because wool is daraisa according to everybody. So there's a machlokes in the Gemara and a machlokes between the Mechaber and Ramah, which type of beged requires tzitzis. So the Mechaber shita is, the Rambam shita is, only if it's made from wool or linen. If it's made from cotton, there's no chiyuv deraisa of tzitzis, it's only drabon. And the Ramah says all meaning was deraisa. So some people are choshish for the opinion of the Rambam, and they dafka want to get the mitzvah. Why not? If you can do a mitzvah deraisa or a mitzvah drabonin, you'd rather do a mitzvah deraisa, right? So might as well get the wool stuff. Get the wool begging. No, not the wool, the wool, yeah. So you can get the deraisa. But some say the flip side is if you hold like this Baal HaMor, then you're mavatel a mitzvah d'oraisa. In other words, might as well just, if you have to mavatel, might as well only mavatel a drabon, not mavatel a d'oraisa.
Why don't they have limits?
Why?
Supper or hunger alternative. Because all of the supper is not pleasant.
Right, and cotton is.
Yes.
So why didn't somebody make linen? Yeah, but if you don't have... I mean, there's a discussion whether the Rabbanim, whether they parted wool linen from tzitzis. So all this, because they were afraid that people were making fake tchelis. And then they were going to fake dye, but then they were going to use the woolen string. So there was a sheet of the Gemara that said that they potted sodden minatzitzis.
So
we don't do the. So we don't do the. We don't wear the linen. So it's linen begging. No. In other words, the tchela string has to be made out of wool. Now, and it was dyed a certain color, and then it was put on the beged. So if you had a wool beged, a wool string, so there's no problem with shatnez. But if you have a linen beged, so it was still mutter to put on the wool string because asay dochalos asay. But if the wool string was dyed with fake tchelas, So then you're still wearing shatnez because you're wearing the wool string, but you're not getting the mitzvah. So therefore... Oh, so some people dafka wear cotton. So this way, because if your Baal HaMor is right, then you're mevatel a mitzvah because you're not really yotzing the mitzvah tzitzis, because mitzvah tzitzis requires both wool and linen. So look back in the Baal HaMor. So he says we paskin that it, he says that it's makif. Tchelis ain't makif. Says a love and it's going to tchelis. Can't even be rash kira. But halachas rishon shalokos the mishnah zuhav tchelis ain't makif. Says a love. The Hilchus Tzitzis Shalom. Minik and Monei Aboy Machari Arif Lismach Alav. Says the Minik is Keshe Yisho Yish Mizvar Alakim Minik Poshon Minik Minen Kvot Shino Gayom Nach the Malach Lach 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 Lach. So what is he saying here at the end, the Baal HaMor? He says that lo kosu mishnah zu v'tchelus ein makev is lovin. So he didn't brag it. So what does it mean? Umina kadmoneinu aboy machri arif lismoch alav. What does that mean? Lismoch alav that what? What? To do what?
Why?
Is that what he's saying? Well, who's Allah?
We're so much on the other sheet that we don't pass that graphic.
But he says, "Chayner medivei Rash Kira bal halachas." He's shown a shalok hasav mishnah zu v'atchelus ainu ma'akev. Says Allah, he didn't bring down this mishnah, so it's mashu that chelus is ma'akev then, no? Okay, now there is another Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that's relevant for our discussion here. Okay, so now we get. So now we discuss this machlokas. So we don't really paskin like the Baal HaMor. We paskin at chelus ein makev es alav. So again, the question that we're going to deal with is our sugya. So the chelus ein makev es alav, but isn't it bal tigra? To put lovin without chelus, is that bal tigra or not? Or they say no, that's not bal tigra. That's, you didn't, in other words, especially if you say like the Rambam, it's one mitzvah. So you did this mitzvah in a substandard way, right? You did the mitzvah in a, So is that Baltigra? If you wear white without blue. So if you don't have the blue, so you can say you're honest. But if you have the blue and you just put white, is that you're not doing the mitzvah in its proper way? But is that a lav of Baltigra? Well, there's a machlokas whether you yotze at all. One opinion says if you don't have the tcheles, then the loven is meaningless. That's Rebbe's opinion. And that's how the Baal HaMor paskin. But the other opinion is that you are yotze. But is it pshat that you yotze, but you also violate Baal Tigra? Or it's not even Baal Tigra? I think I once heard someone say, maybe Rebbe Schertz from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, maybe said this once. Could someone say that maybe Baal Tigra, I think maybe Rabbi Schertz said this, that maybe Baal Tigra is only if you have less of a number. Instead of four, you do three. No, he says something else. We'll see what he says. He says the Beis Halevi, then we'll get to it tomorrow, but for sure. Right, if you took three minim instead of four. But here, you did eight strings. It's just you did all of them white. Is that called Baal Tigra? That you were goreya from the mitzvah? Or maybe only goreya from the mitzvah is only if you do less strings? Right, is it a number thing? So it's clear the Rashba holds it's not a number thing, because there's a famous Rashba here in Rosh Hashanah. Look on page 5, it says Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, it says Zayin Amud Aleph, page 5. V'amar Reb Yitzchak, Lama Tokim B'Rosh Hashanah. Why do we blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah? So the Gemara says, Lama Tokim Rachmana Amar Tiku. What do you mean Lama Tokim? The Torah says we should blow. Elalam and Mariam, why do we blow truas? Mariam Rachmana Omar Zichron Trua. Elalam a token Mariam Kshen Yoshvin, the token Yoshvin Kshen Kshen Omdim Kidel Arbe Fasatan. So, how come we blow the kolos before Shmon Esrei and then we blow again into Shmon Esrei? Why do we do that? So, to get the Satan confused. Okay? So the famous kasha we saw earlier this year is, isn't it Baal Tosif? Right, Tosif has that kasha on page 6 here. Top Tosif. Tema v'ka'ovar mishum Baal Tosif. Tosif says, no, Baal Tosif is only if you add to the mitzvah, but if you repeat a mitzvah, that's not Baal Tosif. That's the famous sheet of Tosif. Right? Yesh Lomar. See, the first word on the line, keep going down, is Yesh Lomar. The ain't shayach Baal Tosif, but see, it's mitzvah achas beis pa'amim. Right? Baal Tosif is only when you add on to the mitzvah. If you repeat a mitzvah, that's not Baal Tosif. That's Tosif's opinion. But the Rashba disagrees. Hikshu Atosis, we now look back at the Rashba, page 7. Fakhova Mishubal Tosif. So Tosus gave his teretz, but then the Rashba says his own teretz on page 8, last on the right column, the last three lines in the column in the middle. Umestaber de lo kosher klal, dol omer hasum de ikum mishum Baal Tosif el b'mashu mosif midas atzmo. So he says a famous thing that Baal Tosif is only if you do it on your own. Midas atzmo, you add an extra bracha to Birkas Kohanim. Midas Atzma. But if the Chachamim tell you to add, like over here, the Chachamim tell us to blow shofar again and again, so that's not Das Atzma, so it's not Bal Tosef. And then he writes, on the left side with the arrows, on the left side of page 8, Vuadin b'Bal Tigra, l'tzorach. Kembiyontiv shal Rosh Hashanah, shachal yos b'Shabbos. So the Chor, that should be Bal Tigra, that you're not blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah, shachal yos b'Shabbos, even though the Torah says to do so. So what's the answer? The answer is, Chachamim told me not to do it. So just like the Chachamim have the right to tell me to violate, that when they tell me not to do something, even though technically it should be Bal Tigra, it's not Bal Tigra, so too, when they tell me to do more, so it's not Bal Tosef. But really, it should be Bal Tigra, Bal Tosef. When you do an extra mitzvah, repeat a mitzvah, or if you don't do a mitzvah, it's Bal Tigra. So you see from the Rashba clearly learns that if you don't blow shofar Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, it really should be Bal Tigra. The only reason it's not is because we're not doing it on our own volition. The Chacham told us to do it. So therefore it's not Bal Tigra. It's not Bal Tigra. So you see from here, we'll see tomorrow Beis Halevi, you see from here that it's not necessarily a din in the numbers. Right, because they say don't blow be Bal Tigra. The only reason it's not is because the Chum told. But I think my gut feeling, I think maybe Rabbi Schertz, I heard this from him once from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, that many years ago, might have said that maybe Bal Tosef and Bal Tigra is only then in the numbers. That's what, like Rabbi Talaki said, it's only Bal Tigra is the flip side of Bal Tosef. Asher says in Bal Tosef is you add to the mitzvah, so it means you take away from the mitzvah. So the question is taking away only if you take away numerically? If you take away by not wearing tchelas, you didn't take away numerically, you're still having 8 strings. But maybe it's Bal Tigra because you still, the Beis Halevi once we'll see tomorrow, that maybe if you take it away, that you've got rid of the mitzvah, even though you still have the same numerical number. If you pour red dye, you put red string. Yeah, so what do you do? You have white string, a blue string, and red strings?
Yeah, American.
Red, white, and blue.
According to this idea, if this is all Tigra to not have the blue, that should be all toasted, but it's not dye, it's colors. We know that maker has then not a problem with that different color.
Right, for Karen, does she do, I think of the Balamor has the sheep to, that you're supposed to have the same colored strings as the beggar. If you're wearing a red beggar, you're supposed to have red strings.
So
then it's not Bal Tigra because it's...
So
what's Bal Tigra if you have only...
Bal Tigra is that first.
3 strings, right. That, I think, is the Pashtus. Rav Shechter is very into the Beis Halevi. We're going to see the Beis Halevi. Starts with page 10, moves to page 11. Let's look at page 11. So the Beis Halevi has the kasha. What's the heter? Whereas the Beis Halevi assumes that, like the Turi Evin, that Rav Shechter likes to quote, that for Bal Tigra you need to be yotzei the mitzvah. which we said before, the Pashtus is not like that. So therefore, Baltigra, if you take three Minim, it's not Baltigra. So the Beis Halevi says, like Rav Schechter's into this, I'm not so into it. The Beis Halevi says, a perfect case of Bal Tigra is wearing lavan without tcheles. Because there you get the mitzvah, but you're not doing it fully. See, if you do three species in the Dal Minim instead of four, so you do nothing, so it's not Bal Tigra. But here, since we hold tcheles ain't a makev as a lavan, so you got the mitzvah with just lavan, but you did it substandard. So that's Bal Tigra. So then every time you put on, since this is in a Bal Tigra, so that's the Beis Halevi's kasha. So the Beis Halevi says, inachanami, every time you're putting on tzitzis, if you don't have tchelis, it's Bal Tigra. And so what's the heter? Every time you're putting on tzitzis, it's essay dochalos essay. The mitzvah's essay of the lovan is dochalos essay of Bal Tigra. So that's what he writes here on page 11. And says, yeah, we see where I put the arrow on page 11, two lines higher than that. And the ain lachshos, and he came, Mishi Yeshlo Rak Min Echad, we go to Didon, the ain lanut chelis, and my mutter little boy's begged bas dal canfus, latil bud loven, over a lav, it's a lav of Baltigra, Yeshlo Rak Min Echad, Mishum Esse Docholos. So he said that every time we put on a person who has lovin without tchelis is putting on tzitzis, the only heter to put it on is essay dochalos asin. It's hard to believe that that's the pshat. So first of all, the pasha pshat is not like the Turi Eben that says that you have to Bal Tigra's dafka when you get the mitzvah, but you do get begiron. Because, and that's why the tzitzis is a perfect example. So then, essay dochalos asin, because you get the mitzvah's essay of lavan, even though at the same time you're violating the los asin. Just like if a person has to do a bris milah, and his son has a tzaras, so if he cuts the tzaras, he violates the lav, he shomer b'neged tzaras, he's not allowed to cut off tzaras. But he has the mitzvah to do it, so essay dochalos asin. Same thing over here. He has the mitzvah's essay to put on tzitzis. But since he doesn't have the tchelis, so then he's going to violate Bal Tigra, so how does he do it? As a no halosas. So
he has to do it in the first place.
He's wearing a beggar of the Al-Kanfus.
Don't. Yes, I have much less for those.
Don't. But he wants to. So I can't believe that this is the Pashup Shat. So if you say that Bal Tigra is only a din in numbers. I think it maybe Rabbi Shert said that. But that mahalach. So then it's not Bal Tigra. It's Bal Tigra. Now obviously the Rashba, Beis Halevi is based on the Rashba, and the Rashba says that's not a din in numbers. So the Rashba said if you don't blow shofar, that's Bal Tigra. Right? Okay? So it's nothing to do with numbers. There's that, you know, it's three instead of four. You didn't do anything. The only reason he said that we could not blow shofar or shofar shachayim from Shabbos
because we didn't just not blow shofar on our own accord. Because we listened to the Chacham. So just like the Chacham have a right to tell us, blow 100 kolos, so blow, you know, so do they have a right as well. So if he's working with the Rashba and the Tori Evan together, then he comes up with this idea that every time you're putting on Blom B'lei Tcheles, you're doing the mitzvah of Gerirah, like the Shem says, so therefore the Baal Tikra, and the only reason you're allowed to do it is because that's the Dov Losses. But we're going to see there could be other. Now, if you say this thing that I was telling you that it's only a din in the number, in other words, then you have to argue with the Rashba. But I'm not... right, but maybe... in other words, the Tori Evan, I thought, wasn't the Pashup Shah. The Sfasemis was more Pashup to me than the Tori Evan. To argue with the Rashba is not as easy. You know. At least with Tori Evan, we have the Sfasemis arguing with the Tori Evan. Rashba... a discussion, but Pashup Shad is because when you, it's hard to say that any time you don't do a mitzvah it's Baal Tikra. You just didn't do the mitzvah. Baal Tikra is you're trying to do the mitzvah, but you're doing it with Giron. The question is it only a Giron in number, like Rabbi Sheretz was saying, or even Giron in something lacking?
How does the Torah have the rational work together? The Torah says you have to be Yotzi to get Baal Tikra.
Right, the Tori Evan says you have to be Yotzer.
Yeah, Yotzer is Shofar, you don't blow.
Right, that's true. So you're saying they're mutually exclusive. Mutually exclusive. Okay, so what I'd like you to do tomorrow is we'll start, you know, review what we did, and we'll see that the others could disagree with this. That maybe the concept of Tcheles and Amakim is a love and it's not Pshat, it's Baal Tikra.
It's just not the mitzvah. You're not doing one without the other, so that's.
So we'll see. The Beis Shlomo says it's Zeir Sakosim, that you can do one without the other. It's not that it's Essay Dokolosa. Oh, so then Rav Shachter, I believe. It says that today we have the ability to do. See, Essay Dochalosa said the Pashas is only if there's no way out. Like the case of the Tsaras on the baby. Right? There's no way out. How are you going to do the Bris Milah without cutting? But if there's a way out, then you don't say Essay Dochalosa. So that's what Rav Shach, I believe, said that the Bishmana said that maybe we have Tcheles, so it's a way out. So then, Bukhari Yimchuyiv to put on the Tcheles. Because the only reason that the people have a head to put on regular tests is that they don't come also say, but as much as that we have another opportunity to do it, so at least we should do it, because you can only rely on essay don't come also if no way out. So the pashas is not like this, that the fact that we put on tzitzis today has nothing to do with essay don't come also. It's not ma'akev, so it's not ma'akev. It's not, and maybe the pshat is like what we said. Rabbi Schertz maybe said that maybe it's only if you're doing a giron means a numerical giron, but not a. And that's like Michael pointed out, like Rabbi Yonah Zatelki was saying, it has to be a flip side of Baal Tosif. So Baal Tosif, the Hosofa Pasha, if you hold. Is numerical Hosafa, unless you say like the
like the other sheet is that he had a mitzvah is also about Tosafot. Okay, we have to see. Okay, so I must say, so tomorrow we'll continue with this packet. And Bez Hashem, we're going to, next Tuesday, Bez Hashem is our Chanukah Masibo, 11 o'clock here. So I invited Rabbi Tendler to speak, Bez Hashem. So hopefully we'll be here.